You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.
GK, my name is Tim Clement-Jones, Lord Clement-Jones. I'm the Lib Dem Culture and Media and Sports spokesman in the House of Lords, which means that I effectively try and cover what the government does right across the DCNS. Which is a department, although not very powerful, has a considerable impact on, if you like, people's everyday leisure lives and media right across the board. So, for instance, you know, it deals with everything from the BBC licence fee to the licensing of alcohol.
Right.
The gambling laws and so on.
So tell us a bit about, you know, what is exciting you then? You've been working probably within that role, I don't know how long, if you could tell us that. But what is exciting and scaring you in terms of media at the moment then?
Well, I think the diversity of media is really the extraordinary thing. And the sheer impact. Because if I was chairing a big seminar on children's television the other day, and you know, when you sit down and you talk to all the people there about children's programming, you can't just confine it to television. It includes a whole range of interactive media, so that, for instance, most programs have allied websites, they have allied products, they have all sorts of different ways of interacting over the internet, in particular. But, you know, there could be ringtones associated with the program. It could be all kinds of things, which means that the whole sort of interaction between these different types of media makes it very difficult for government to sort of step in and regulate. But it also means that it's very exciting for the future because there are so many different ways. You know, for instance, the growth of YouTube and MySpace and websites like that, where people are creating their own media, means it's very exciting. It means that people aren't really any more subject to the whims of the broadcaster. Of course, there are still professionals, and most people who put together stuff for for YouTube are amateurs. But that distinction is rapidly narrowing, particularly when you look and see how now people are making use of clips that people will take on their mobile phones when there's a disaster, for instance.
Of course, yeah.
You know, it's absolutely extraordinary. I mean, even a big example, the whole the death of Saddam Hussein, for heaven's sake, if somebody recorded on their mobile phone.
So how do you see this kind of rolling out? You touched a little bit there about the regulation of media, and you're also talking about, you know, the empowerment of individuals now creating media and just throwing it out there for all to see. How do you see the government's role then in regulating the media if it cannot?
Well, I think we have to be extremely careful before the government does regulate.
Okay.
And in fact, the whole trend, really, apart from children, right. And we have this big debate at the moment over children's advertising, apart from children, I think we have to be extremely careful before we start regulating anything over the internet or television when it's directed at adults, i.e. those above the age of 16. There's a grey area, we're talking about advertising, for those between, say, 9, 10 and 16. And of course, that debate is raging at the moment when we're talking about food and obesity and so on.
Of course.
But certainly, you know, what we don't want to find ourselves in is regulating traffic over the internet, where there's no, you know, it's not obscene, or it's not there's no terrorism involved. It's simply a matter of taste. We should allow you know, a thousand flowers to bloom, as far as I'm concerned. Of course, there are bound to be commercial interests like copyright, or an artistic interest like copyright, where there are debates. And I know that you know, YouTube has its own difficulties publishing certain types of works on their site because they're covered by copyright. Now, I'm sure there are ways that we can resolve some of those issues.
Okay. And tell us a bit about the decision-making process that you currently... well, steer then within the House of Lords. For anybody, we got a lot of overseas listeners. So, could you give us a bit of flavour in about what, you know, what the political process is and your involvement within that?
Well, we have a system in this country. So the legislature, if you like, the people who make the legislation are, in theory and sometimes in practice, separate from those who propose the legislation and run the government that we call the executive. But in practice, of course, the government has a majority in the House of Commons, and some of the time it gets its own way in the House of Lords. But the House of Lords is valuable because we can call the government to account. We can basically criticise them, and when they bring a bill to the House of Lords, we can try and persuade them to change their mind. And if they won't change their mind, sometimes we can actually make them change their mind on a piece of legislation. So that sometimes puts us in a very powerful position if we have very strong views about a particular matter when a particular government bill is going through the House of Lords. I mean, for instance, we had a situation where the government were very keen to have 8 big casinos in the UK as, in a new piece of legislation, but by and large they didn't want to, the people didn't want as many new casinos as that. So we basically forced them, and this was with the other opposition party, the Conservatives, we forced them to cut back their plans. Now, you know, right or wrong, that shows that we've got some ability to influence what the government does.
So politically then, where does kind of, I know within the DCMS, they have media literacy as one of those things that they champion, and with along with Ofcom. But where politically does media and even digital literacy sit, and kind of who champions that?
Well, I'm not really very happy with just how much power that DCMS has. Okay. DCMS is, although the subject is incredibly important and our creative industries are very important and our media are very important, it is not a very powerful government department. The most powerful government department is the Treasury, which holds the purse strings. Mm. And by and large, they can almost make the DCMS do anything, you know, that they feel like. Now, one of the key determinants of the BBC licence fee will not be the DCMS, but it'll be the Treasury. And even the Prime Minister probably has less influence over that licence fee than the Treasury.
Okay, so what are your opinions then, where you sit and through your kind of experience, are the big decisions that the CCMS and yourself as well will be representing or making, and how is that going to impact on young people's lives? What are the biggies coming up, do you see?
Well, I think progress on moving to digital television, I think, is going to be very important. That's going to provide all kinds of opportunities, but we've got to make sure that we're not excluding a whole bunch of people from access to television by moving to digital. I think in the very short term, the decision about the BBC license fee is going to be crucial. And I can understand those who don't want, you know, an over large and over influential BBC to have too big a license fee settlement. But on the other hand, the BBC is a fantastic force for good. Mm. And, you know, we wouldn't have Freeview if it wasn't for what the BBC had done. You know, BBC Online is a fantastic source of information. So we've got to get the balance right, basically. Not allow the BBC to be anti-competitive when it's in the commercial arena, but we've got to basically preserve the benefits of what you might call public service broadcasting, which now, in a sense, is perhaps wider than that. You could call it public service media.
Definitely. Okay, well, I just want to thank you for giving up your time to speak to Media Snackers, Tim. Really appreciate it.
Well, DK, it's a very exciting time at the moment, and it's a very great pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.